Hey, Vols fans. Welcome to another episode of Tennessee Fan Talk, your favorite hilarious podcast on all things Tennessee.
We and some things Kentucky.
I have a funny story for when we get into that for what I've done this weekend, but it is week one leading up this week. We got Tennessee home opener, Chattanooga. We're going to talk about it. Not going to dive a whole lot into some of the other games on week one, other than the ones that, could potentially be a football game or, we don't know. Unless you've spent, it's been a very, very long offseason and left. You had a little relief last month with College Football 2025. Let's get this show started.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Vols fans, the best fans in football. Rowdy. Passionate. Dedicated. And this is where Vol Nation comes to talk. Welcome to the hottest spot for all things Tennessee Vols. This is Tennessee Fan Talk. Where the orange and white comes to life with a dash of humor, a sprinkle of wit, and a whole lot of southern charm. Bringing you the latest updates, breaking news, and some good old-fashioned laughs along the way. We're the water cooler chat you wish you were having at the office, minus the boring stats. Whether you bleed orange or you're just dipping your toes into the world of Tennessee sports, this is for everybody. It's loud, it's proud, it's Tennessee Fan Talk. And now your hosts, Bird and the Duke.
Hey. Week one. Heading out this weekend, you got Bird, you got the Duke, you've got Tennessee Fan Talk. This week, us ball fans got Chattanooga, UTC, visiting at home for the opener.
Duke. For that cool $2 million.
Yeah, for that.
But you're forgetting about week zero, where normally that's where everything's made up and the points don't matter, unless you're a Florida State fan.
Unless you are a Florida State fan who probably shouldn't have been where they were last year, and then go get beat by whom?
Well, Georgia Tech, for sure. Now, Georgia Tech has whatever the backup quarterback from Texas A&M last year. King fella, I think was his name. He's good. The running backs.
And, you know, we can't knock on anyone, Georgia State, Georgia Tech. We can't knock on them. Not.
No. You're correct. But that DJ Wanahakalugi guy stinks. He stunk when he played at Clemson. Didn't he transfer to Oregon or something?
It was somewhere, yeah, that he did a brief stint and then gone again.
He's trying to get in touch with his inner, who was the guy that was the Heisman quarterback? He was a Titans quarterback. My mind just went blank.
Willis?
Played at Oregon?
Oh, yeah. I just went mind blank.
I did too. Anyway, war number eight. I can't remember his name.
Yeah. What does that say about him?
Well, he played for the Titans and he stunk team.
Yeah. Yeah, watch this. You can't remember
Marcus
him.
Mariota. It just came to me.
You had trouble remembering him, but
because he's very unforgettable.
What was Tennessee Titans' first quarterback?
He was their first quarterback?
Yeah.
Steve McNair.
There you go. See? If you're not forgettable, then you won't be forgotten.
He also got murdered by his mistress.
Supposedly. I actually watched that untold story of that this weekend.
I haven't watched it. I haven't watched it yet.
It's good. And over there where it's happening, or where it happened, is it's all being revitalized. It's a nice area.
What, around Tennessee State?
Yeah, that Lee Avenue, I believe, is where
it was. Yeah.
Tennessee on the field. The last matchup with Chattanooga was 2019, where Tennessee beat them 45-0. Tennessee has only lost to them twice, and the last time was in 1958.
We need to start calling these games food bank games because we're just donating to them. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of calling it, how do the announcers do it now? Welcome here, everyone, to the Pilot Flying J. Shea Watkins Field at Neyland Stadium.
That kind of caught me off guard. I don't.
Where did that even come? Like, I see the headline pop up. I was like, so this like was Pilot, a thing?
So like, well, it's a thing. Like, Pilot has paid money to ensure that we're going to be able to call it Neyland Stadium when really we're taking your money because, sure shit, we could call it Neyland Stadium as long as we wanted to.
Right.
And I think they're probably putting a Pilot logo.
They're on the field. Kind of like how Kroger did at your favorite, you know.
So now
the joke's on whom?
Well, I mean, it would probably have to be on us because Pilot has terrible bathrooms.
Why can't it be the Buc-ee's Field?
Buc-ee's also is way overrated.
Bathrooms only.
There's only one proper gas station to stop at on a road trip, and that is Love's. Hands down. That's the only one.
You know what I love about the Buc-ee's? No semis. No semis. You go in, lots of pumps, clean bathrooms.
No. See, here's the bad thing about Buc-ee's is you got all these dumb idiots that park at the pump.
Yeah.
And then go inside.
And spend an hour inside.
Yeah, it's all it is a gas station plus a Cracker Barrel. It's like they had a child.
With a small Walmart neighborhood.
I mean, you need a pocket knife? We got you. You know, you need a cooler? We got you.
You need a swim
feeder? We got you. You need tires changed? We got you. You need a car wash? We got you.
You need a swimsuit for your beaver? I mean, with a beaver on it?
Beavers covering beavers.
I'm so glad that you got that real quick. Went right on with it.
Yeah,
that's great.
I try to be witty. Beavers blocking beavers.
No, if you're just tuning in on video or for some reason your child pushed something and skipped part of the podcast, no, this is not Division III football talk.
Nope, we're not pulling for the banana slugs. I think that's Santa Cruz. Google me.
If you know that, oh my, no, I am not Googling you.
I'll Google it.
Oh.
Santa Cruz College. It's University of Santa Cruz. I can't remember.
I go back. I said before the intro, I said I wanted to talk to you about something I did this weekend. I went and watched the Tennessee-Kentucky game in 22 versus, and then I watched 23. And it is insane. The difference is good and bad. You know, the powerful deep threat wasn't there. And I, as much as I hated on Milton last year, you know, he didn't have the receivers. He didn't have Hyatt and Tillman that could be explosive and go out there and do. I think there was only like one or two even long pass attempts. They just didn't have it. It wasn't the same team. And then you look at the difference between pass defense versus rush defense between the 2 years. It's insane how great the O-line got from 22. Got from 22 to 23 with being able to pressure the quarterback. It was insane.
Yeah, I'm glad that you have that power because I cannot watch a replay of a football game because I do not care.
You know what I love about it?
I'm a what have you done for me lately kind of guy.
It's skip, 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 you know, play.
Sure.
Play. I don't listen to the commentators. I don't get to, you know, you have to worry about commercials. It's just show me the play. Show me the play.
How many times are we getting Rodgers in the booth this year? Because I hope it's zero, but I know we'll get him.
I hope it's zero. Hope it's zero.
By the way, I just Googled it.
Okay.
Were you correct? University of Santa Cruz mascot. His name is Sammy the Slug. They are the UC Santa Cruz Banana Slugs. You know what's even funnier?
Fastest track and field team in the West.
So back in the day, we used to go buy hats from random colleges. I didn't have this one. A buddy of mine in middle school did. I had one. I think it was the North Texas Boogers. I think that's what they were called. I know. I can't remember.
Now available at your closest Buc-ee's.
Or what was it? The Horn Frogs. That's freak. I know who that is. That's TCU. Hold on.
Oh, here he goes. He is, you're hurting your search algorithm now by looking up
Boogers. Yeah, that's okay. Backdoor Moms, Boogers, what's going on, you know?
$10 Revenge of the Nerds pops up.
I don't know. I think they changed the name. I don't know. It said, what happened to Booger? Mean Green Football.
Isn't that just North Texas now? Whatever they changed there.
I don't know. I can't remember, but I do remember it had a frog on it, and they were called the Boogers.
Mm. Going down the lineup, there's not a whole lot of other things to talk about. Arkansas with Arkansas Pine Bluff, Murray State in Missouri. That would be great. Go Murray State. Temple and Oklahoma. Oklahoma definitely a team that we are going to have to talk about. Virginia Tech, Vanderbilt. You know who wins that
I think Tech smokes them.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%.
And then the big one of the week.
Skipping it. Colorado State, Texas. That's gonna be a fun game to watch, hopefully.
Colorado State? You're giving the Colorado State some love?
I'm thinking it'll be a fun game to watch. State's not horrible.
Well, any game week one's pretty fun to watch because you don't get burnt out yet. You still have that spring chicken mentality that we're going to be good, and then we get beat by Florida, and then you're done.
Old Dominion, South Carolina, Eastern Kentucky, Mississippi State, Western Kentucky, Alabama, Furman, Ole Miss, Alabama A&M at Auburn, and then Southern Miss, Kentucky are just the crap game. So if we roll back through here and stuff that really deserves our time is something that we're going to talk about right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Now, back to Tennessee Fan Talk. Here's Bird and the Duke.
Hey, welcome back, guys. And as the little announcement said there, you want to be on the show, come on. Our best shows are ones with guests.
That we do not know. That's even better.
Yeah.
If we don't know them, it's even better.
It would just bounce around. It's so much fun. So much fun to get in and talk a little football. Clemson at Georgia is where we're going to start. Does number 14 Clemson give any worry to you at all?
I mean, you'd have to a little bit. Dabo is a good coach, right? I mean, he's been around the block, and he's kind of one of them. He's kind of one of them guys. It's like, you know, we're kind of where we want to be, flying under the radar kind of thing. And it is week one. You might catch Georgia on their heels a little bit because they, you know, they haven't got the rhythm, because there's nothing like playing a game compared to practice, no matter how hard you try. That's coming from people I've seen on TV. I don't know that to be a fact. Just repeating what they say. But at the end of the day, no, I don't think so. That is at Athens, right? Or is it an open? Is it in Georgia? Is it in the Georgia Dome? I'm just curious. I don't know.
That's a good question.
And my computer is crapping out, so see if you can figure it out.
Yep, no clue. It's not one that I'm very interested in, so the details are not quite there. And, well, I don't know, with it being a noon kickoff and on
ABC.
And on ABC, it could be. It could be at the Georgia Dome. I'm
trying to figure out.
It could be at the Georgia Dome.
It's not giving me. I've got it brought up here on Google. It's not really telling me.
What do we think?
Update. It is getting played in the Georgia Dome.
Okay. Well, see, your noon suspicions were correct.
What did you say?
I said your suspicions were correct.
It's better than having the Mayo Bowl, which that's us.
We've got that.
Or the Belk Bowl or whatever it's called.
Moving on to the unranked Florida hosting the U.
I wonder if Ray Lewis is going to be there.
Florida has a very, very tough year in front of them. One of our previous episodes, we went over Florida and their schedule and how this quite possibly the toughest schedule in football this year. And I think, you know, they start out with a loss. It is against Miami, but Miami is ranked preseason.
Sure. Well, I don't take preseason ranks at all for to mean anything.
Right.
Miami kind of has the same thing that Notre Dame gets, that Texas gets. Mm-hmm. These schools that, yes, are very well endowed when it comes to history.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
They get the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
That, we're going to rank them. And then they end up stinking.
Right. And that seems like every year for Miami.
Not exactly every year for Notre Dame, but they're so scared they won't join the conference. So, you know, it has to be something like that, right? It's
so great that you mentioned Notre Dame.
Oh, that is the segue, Bird. I'm trying to be a pro here.
Straight professional on that.
One last thing, though. I think Florida wins. In my preseason pick, I might have picked Miami just because I was being very spiteful.
Right.
I'm a very spiteful person, being a Tennessee fan. Florida beats them.
Well, I told you that our resident Florida fan, Luke.
28-24.
He said Florida only wins three games this year.
Well, Luke, I mean, as bad as we hate to say it, he needs to be in a nut hut when it comes to the Florida Gators.
He's just got battered Florida syndrome.
But that's not even a thing.
No, it's not.
I mean, he probably says his prayers to Tim Tebow every night. His shrine in his closet to Tim Tebow. He lights some candles. He's like, you know, like Jabu Jabu from
Major League.
Hats for bats. Keep bats warm.
Keep bats warm. It's very bad to drink Joe Boot rum. Very bad.
It's bad.
Hey, bartender, I think Joe Boone needs a refill.
It's very bad to drink Tim Tebow's holy water.
He drank it, and look how it turned out for him.
Well, I mean, he's doing better than us. So what I'm That's saying true. Is there's no such thing as batter Florida as a battered gator syndrome. They beat him.
Number seven, to your point there, with Notre Dame. At number 20, Texas A&M, new coach.
Mike Elko.
What happens there?
Well, a football game goes on.
And, what we do is we take this ball. I think Notre Dame can beat them.
It makes me think of the water boy. How do you always find yourself in the perfect zone? Well, see what happens here. The quarterback snaps the ball. And the next thing gets, crack.
They hand the ball off to that guy, and at that point, and then I go after that guy.
Yeah. I mean, I have no idea what to pick on this one. Texas A&M's such a question mark for everyone.
It really is for this year.
But they can always recruit. They recruited well when they had Jimbo. Mm-hmm. They recruited well before they had the other fella. I can't remember his name. But Mike Elko's, I feel like he's a really good coach. Like, I feel like he's going to be, you know, one of those.
Jimbo, you had some off-season noise. And we just haven't had that out of Mike Elko.
I mean, I agree. I think you really have that at about any SEC school. Any big program, not even SEC, you could get some. If you want to dig deep enough, you're going to see a kid that gets pulled over for having weed in his pocket. You know, you're going to have, I mean, it ain't no big deal to me. I don't care. I'm the kind of guy, let him use steroids. Let's see. Let's see him play each other on steroids. Let him use it.
And then the guy with the blood all over his face from the program, James Cann.
Sure. I'll just pick Notre Dame. I'm just picking.
I think I'm going Notre Dame as well.
That's who I want to win.
With Tennessee and this great recruiting and this.
Shh, Butch Jones did it too.
And this, this defense. Shh. And this defense that's true. Yeah, it's just once there was no player development once they got there, and the locker room was supposedly atrocious. But Tennessee, new defense. So the last time I mentioned that, the last time we played Chattanooga, they did not score. Do we repeat that?
I mean, I don't know, because I remember how bad we looked against Austin Peay last year.
Yes, we did.
But I did see whoever makes this decision. I don't know if it's the players, if it's Coach Heupel, if Danny White has his word in anything. But it is a smart move to go ahead and get the Smoky Grays out of the way before the old blue hairs start bitching and moaning about how we can't wear Smoky Grays because it's not orange or white and the helmet ain't white. But we are wearing the Smoky Grays.
Starting the season, home opener with the Smoky Grays.
Yep. The new ones. We got the TriStar on the shoulder pad and all that jazz.
I do like the new ones.
I mean, I think that is a fantastic recruiting tool, is to have a bunch of crazy jerseys. Obviously, it works for Oregon.
Yeah. What is that?
Now, I'm not a big fan of the chrome helmet.
No.
That's a Kentucky thing.
Yeah, no. Not big on that one.
No. But, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think we win.
You're ready for my pick? You ready for my pick?
You're going to say they're going to drop 60 on them.
No.
You say they're going to drop a 50 burger on them.
Nope.
Oh, no. What? 100?
Wrong again.
Got who wrong? Wealth class? Mama's wrong again.
45-0. I think we repeat.
I think at halftime it might be 28 or 35-0 at halftime.
So, 2019, I already said 45-0. 2014, 45-10.
Mm-hmm. It's still really hard, no matter what who the program is in Division I football. We're not talking 1A, 2A. At the end of the day, Division I football, it's still almost impossible to keep anybody to zero.
Do you know the last time that we played Chattanooga pre-2014?
1959.
That was a very good guess.
That was a legitimately out-of-pocket guess.
That was a very, very good guess. Add 10 years to it, and it becomes one of your favorite numbers.
Wine them, dine them, and 69 them, buddy.
1969.
Yep.
Yeah, we actually, if you roll back a little further, back into the 30s, 20s, we played some at Chattanooga.
Yeah, that was before that. There was nobody really even knew the rules back then. Wearing leather helmet. Leather helmet. 15 people came to watch the game. That's where they really flipped around old pigskin. You know what I'm saying? That was real pigskin, not this synthetic stuff to keep the Dems happy.
Oh, out of the gate, that was when we had junior quarterback Jared Garantano.
Our last five-star quarterback who really shit the bed.
Last five-star, quote, quarterback.
He was the best quarterback from New Jersey where there's only five of them.
Hey, but if you look through Ty Chandler, Nigel Warrior, you know, Juwan Jennings.
Sure. I wonder if Nigel had some Australian in him, because that's a very Australian name.
Marquez Callaway.
Yep, I remember him. Mm-hmm.
Brent Samiglia.
Was Kamara on that team?
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Redshirt freshman Cedric Tillman.
Oh.
Brian Maurer.
So what's your point? Get to your point.
Days that you see some good names.
If Garantano can do it, we can do it again. Right, exactly. Is that what you're saying? That's where I'm picking up. That's what I'm picking up. If Garantano can do it.
I laid it down there. You picked it right up. Good job. Attaboy. Attaboy.
I still can't say E-M-I-E-M-E.
It's Nico.
Can you say it?
I'm not going to even try.
E-M-I-E-M-E. E-M-I-E-M-E.
There you go. You got it.
With my East Tennessee accent.
E-M-I-E-M-E.
That's why I just always used to Mount One Hokkaloogie for anybody from Hawaii or that has Samoan culture in them. Mount One Hokkaloogie works.
You are equally offensive.
I touched the butt. He touched the butt. If you don't get that joke.
I know what the joke is. I have kids.
I don't, but I still know what that joke is.
Yeah, I know the Finding Nemo references. What's your excuse?
Maybe I just like it, you know?
I'm just a big fan of fish. I like to fish.
I mean, it's a movie about bad parenting.
Are you prepping yourself?
No, we don't know where the mama is, and the daddy can't find the kid. It's normally the other way around, but don't know where the daddy is. What? It's true. Look it up. Look up the statistics.
We are so, so excited that we finally get to week one here.
And I'll have some more material to make fun of next week.
Oh, next week's going to be. Next week's going to be great.
I do have to make an announcement. Either you'll have to wait on me because I won't be here on Sunday.
Uh-oh.
I will be in Darlington, South Carolina watching my first love, NASCAR racing.
NASCAR racing.
First love. I'm traveling to Darlington for the Southern 500.
There you go.
So I'll have to record on Monday. We'll be off work on Monday.
Yeah,
anyway.
We just record on Monday. Yeah, hit it Monday.
I'll be hungover, but we'll be here.
Yeah, all good.
After I drink about 15 Dr. Pepples.
Oh, guys, we appreciate you listening. Go Vols! Get so excited. If I would like to hear from the people that are. Have actively gone through Tennessee's schedule on College Football 25.
That's probably 95% of the fan base.
And hear how it went out. I watched a guy the other day, and I fast forwarded through a lot of it, but he did the imperialism style, you know, where if you play him, you take over their area.
Oh, yeah, like it's very risk. It's like playing Risk.
Right. And, yeah, it was awesome. Actually, I didn't get to see who won for some reason, but it was like
Texas.
Oregon was real. No, Oregon had taken over pretty much everything. And I forget who was on the East Coast. That was hot.
Bunch of people from the left coast. My Swanee. I don't want them weirdos coming over here. Bringing their crack cocaine.
Bringing that crack.
You've been listening to Tennessee Fan Talk. It's where the orange and white come to life. If it has anything to do with the Vols, we're talking about it. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We hope you've enjoyed it. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Keep bleeding orange. And see you next time on Tennessee Fan Talk.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.